Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Fernando from the Fernando Pugnani Show, of course. Live here in Wisconsin, it's 9 o'clock. It's, what is this, Friday? Yes, it is, Friday. TGIF. Who's having fresh Friday night? I know I am. 347-884-8125 is the number. You can call and participate later on. After about 9:35, you can call in, and we'll talk about some news and current events. Later on, and in a couple of minutes, more like 10, 15 minutes, we'll have Gerald Muse of a worldwide makeup artist. We'll hear to stop by, and we'll talk about his expertise and what he do and what he does best. All right, we'll do that. And if you're in a chat room, speaking of that, I haven't opened up my chat room yet. I have a problem with my chat. But anyway, don't go into blogtalkradio.com/TheFernandoPugnante Show and, just hang out in the chat room. And we're serving latte tonight over there in the chat room, so make sure to grab your portion of that. But in the meantime, we're going to cover news, and, this is when I rant about something, and this is when I talk about what's my opinion in a lot of things. Do you know that Starbucks actually, they want to wipe off their names, the names from a Seattle location? Yeah, apparently. They said Starbucks corporation said Thursday it is wiping its name from one of its Seattle area stores and adding... Guess what? What's in there? They want to add in there alcohol to the menu. That is right. Probably Starbucks. They want to capitalize on the alcohol. You know, target those people who suffer from, I don't know, from being lonely in a Starbucks getting a latte. Seattle-based gourmet coffee chain said it is changing the name of one of its existing stores in its hometown to a name that reflects the neighborhood location. So apparently they're all alcoholic over there. So the store will be called 15th Avenue Coffee and Tea. So where's the alcohol on that? I don't know. It said it will open next week and will serve coffee and tea as well as wine and beer. So, there's wine and beer. It's fine. I don't see any problem or anything like that, as long as, they're not serving a hard liquor to, minors and stuff. I don't think they will, but. So the company said it will then open two more stores in Seattle. That's without the Starbucks name and location. There aren't currently Starbucks location stores. So the chain said it's if the rethought coffee shop is a success, it will consider replicating it in other cities and so on and so forth. So, alcohol with your, would you like some alcohol with your latte? That's the next thing we're gonna hear. Next up is mixed messages government efforts to ban smoking in military. I don't know if you guys never heard, you probably heard about this, the smoking ban with the, in military. Well, the Pentagon's goal of making the military tobacco free is actually maybe undermined by mixed messages, meaning including the provision of discounts of on tobacco products for troops who buy them at base. They have these exchanges and stores, local stores in there at the base. So actually, the Pentagon's goal of making the U.S. military tobacco free, actually reviewing that. And reviewing a study that recommends banning the use of tobacco by troops and ending sales on military property in order to improve military readiness and cut back on medical costs. They went on, says the Defense Secretary Robert Gates has already decided that not to ban smoking by troops in war zone, where smoking is often the heaviest, a Pentagon spokesman said this week. So I don't know what you guys think about that. You can call later on and figure out, find out if you want to talk about that. 347-884-8125. You know, that's that. It's smoking. I'm against smokes, and I used to smoke, and I don't smoke anymore. but going into the going to the battlefield, I strongly believe that the cigarettes can, somehow relieve your tension or stress. You know, there's chemicals in there that that actually plays the role on that. And there, I'm not trying to say that the military soldiers are all smokers, but I'd say the majority of them. I mean, the numbers are staggering. So with this banning, it's actually they started getting a complicating, they call it complicating mixed messages on the federal policy side. Actually, that they said that, the smoking, the policies actually, they prohibit smoking in and around federal buildings, including the Pentagon. The policy which were first enacted under President Clinton were threatened last month to ban smoking in the courtyards of a federal building within 25 feet of doorways. What do you think President Obama would say that? Does he smoke? I think he's a chain smoker, though, right? That's what I don't understand. But to be honest with you, I don't think this is going to pass. This is, considering the, that again, a lot of people that under stress, most of the soldiers are under stress on the battlefield. I mean, who wouldn't? I mean, you're in the battlefield. And I think that patches and nicotine patch and all that stuff, and I don't think that's going to help. It's going to help. I mean, I don't know. Who knows? But the mixed messages, actually, they say they can't pass that. They can't, the ban cannot pass with all this mixed messages from and the policies from the federals. So I don't know. You guys, make up with that. So give me a call later on and find out and talk about it if you have something to say about that. Again, 347-884-8125. What I'm going to do is play music in a little bit here, and then I'll go on a phone line and see if we have people on the caller on queue already. So let me get back to you later on today in a couple minutes. I do apologize. Now, what about this Eagle Scout? This Eagle Scout that got lost in a mountain, and actually he was it was rescued, but it was fined $25,000. This happened in New Hampshire. An actual teenager, a Massachusetts teenager that actually spent three nights alone on Mount Washington in April after he sprained an ankle and veered off marked trails, has been fined more than $25,000. Just for the cost of his rescue, they said. Scott Mason actually has been praised for utilizing his Eagle Scout skills, like sleeping in the crevices of a boulder and jump, starting fires, get this, with hand sanitizer gel. That is awesome. But authorities says he wasn't prepared for the condition he encountered and shouldn't have set out on such an ambitious hike. They said, yes, he'd been out there in July when you could step across the brooks, and people have been out there in winter and in hard-packed snow. But with this spring condition, it was soft snow, it was deep snow, and, a lot of things can happen. And that's what said the guy, Tim Cerno from Fish and Game, Fish and Game Department. So Cerno said he believes Mason's fine is the largest ever sought under a 9-year-old New Hampshire law that allows lost hikers and climbers to be charged for rescue cost. Wow, $25,000? If I get lost and sprain my ankle out there, man, you better not find me because I'm not paying that. I can guarantee you that. That is a must. I mean, that is a no-no, what I mean. $25,000. Woo! Boy, break my other ankle. Well, anyway, let's play another music. I'm going to play some music here. What I'm going to do is play El Producto Supremo. I know what the... And this is going to be the speaker bump. And, the song, the name of the song is Speaker Bump. You can find El Producto Supremo on MySpace, actually. You can go to myspace.com/ElProductoSupremo. And once again, this is what we call the speaker bump. I'll be right back with you guys.
Yo, right about this time, I want all of y'all to just move with this, baby. Come on, come on. Come on, come on. Yeah, turn this up. Yo, yo, you New York. Yo, and everything promo. I'm saving you, cause my style is thorough. I'm bringing it back to the essence. Boombox style, man, loud, no resistance. I bring light to the game, yeah. And after my CD, it won't be the same. No. People say I'm different, man. DJs, they all love me. They like, thank you, finally. They like I brought the fresh air. Shorty on the top down when the hair. Increase vibration, it's a whoa. Can we pull over? It gets and it gets it. When you drop it down the street, then I'm here to pump. I'm not talking about cars or the money I got. I'm about to bump, face up, here comes the dump. Boom, door flew off the trunk. That's what I'm talking about. Told you about those subwoofer bands, company name foes. I make head drums turning the knots. I'm not happy without 5,000 watts in that. Might sound well, I think I'm
Welcome back. This is Fernando again, the Fernando Poniente Show. That was Speaker Bump by El Producto Supremo. Well, nice. I like that. It's just bump, 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 bitty, bump, 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 and all that stuff in there. But anyway, let's get back to business over here. I think I might have, you know, get the callers up in here. We'll get, first of all, we'll welcome 9957. And you're there. Is that Winston?
Oh, yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Hey, you want to hang out here? We have a special guest, Gerald Muse. He's the worldwide makeup artist, Gerald. He's on another line right now, so if you have any questions, you know, feel free to ask him. Okay, Winston?
Okay.
All right, hold on just a second here. Let's get Gerald. That's 8297. Is this Gerald?
Hello.
Yes, is this Gerald?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is. Oh, welcome to the Fernando Poniente Show. Glad you found us here.
Greetings. Nice.
Greetings, yeah. Earthlings. So where are you at right now, dude?
I am currently in Westfield, Wisconsin.
Westfield, so you're not, you know, not like somewhere in Europe or anything like that, Colin. Man, that'll be so cool.
Not today.
Not today. Yeah. But you know, what I'm gonna do is just kind of, you know, go ahead and introduce yourself, and I'll have some couple questions over here to ask you. So go ahead, Gerald.
Okay.
Who are you and what you do?
I am a worldwide makeup artist. Currently living in Wisconsin. I travel wherever I'm needed throughout the United States, and I enjoy what I'm doing. I makeup artist for several clients, models, and I do all kinds of things.
All kinds of things, huh? So how long have you been doing?
I have been a makeup artist for 6 years.
6 years? Hmm. And what did you do before that?
Painted cards for a collision shop.
cards? Cars or cards?
Cars.
Oh, okay. All right, I gotcha. So tell me, I know that you deal with models and stuff like that, and besides that, what do you like the most of what you do?
I like traveling and meeting several different people in all different areas of this market as a makeup artist.
Mm-hmm.
I only work with models, singers, actors, and runway shows. It's just an array of many different things.
I see. Okay. Things like, so what about, I mean, I know that's like, coolest job ever, but you know, what do you like the least of what you do besides traveling? I know you're gonna say traveling. But I think you enjoy that too.
I really can't say there is anything that I
right there you go
about the job. I enjoy it all.
Enjoy it all. That's cool, man. That's really cool. I mean, besides servicing, you know, models, stuff like that, I mean, do you also do weddings or birthdays and stuff like that?
I do bridal parties. Mm-hmm. I also do bachelorette parties. I do TV and film. I do regular photo shoots. I will
mm-hmm.
do everyday cosmetics for any person who needs it. Work on video shoots, singers,
mm-hmm.
actors. Many.
Wow. I mean, the things. How do you, as far as like, let's say I'm gonna go like, let's say I'm a model, okay? So, hey, Gerald, you know what? I'm gonna ask you, what is your price range? I mean, how do you charge the customers?
Okay.
Per hour.
As a worldwide makeup artist, I have to charge a half-day rate or a full-day rate. And the reason for that is if a person needs me, say, for example, in Florida, and
mm-hmm.
the same day they need me in New York, it just doesn't pay to charge a one look, what they call one look. That's one look for one face.
Right.
My half-day rate is $275, and my full-day rate is $550.
Wow, that's not bad at all, man.
And so if, for example, I'm in Wisconsin and someone wants me locally and I'm here at the time, I will charge approximately $45 just for one look if I'm in the area.
If you're in the area.
Yep.
If you, I mean, of course, if you're going to travel, let's say, from Florida, yeah, that's going to be... But, you know, looking at your portfolio, like, and going into MySpace and stuff like that, I mean, those models, man, they're, you know, you've done those?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, they're flawless. I like it. And so besides what you are currently doing, what is your secondary best interest, meaning, like, what else do you do on the side besides that? Or would you like to do something on the side?
relaxing.
There you go.
Painting. I like to paint, sketch.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I know that you probably take some photography also, right? Like that you do that?
Yes, I do. I also do photography.
Okay. What kind of camera do you use when you capturing the image or picture of the model?
I use a Canon XLT.
So that's the better, the more graphics and stuff like that. Well, someone's calling in with a dog. Hold a second here. Let's see. I guess that's 3-7. All right. 3-7-8-7, is that you?
Yep, this is me.
Yeah, I think you have a dog in the background there or something like that.
She wants to join in too.
Huh?
She wants to join in the conversation, I think.
Probably. Hey, you have any questions for our guest tonight, Gerald Muse?
So he's been. I just called in, so I was wondering how long he's been doing. Has he been doing it since he's been a teenager? Photography.
I have been doing photography and makeup for 6 years.
Okay. And then what did you do before that?
I painted cars for a collision shop.
Ah, which one do you enjoy more?
I like doing makeup artistry a lot more because it allows me to get out and travel and meet several different people.
Okay. It's probably less harmful to your health too, huh?
Definitely.
Okay, those were my questions. Thank you.
Oh, all right. Well, to answer their questions and stuff. Winston, do you have any questions or anything like that? Are you there? All right. I'm getting no more questions in there. So what's next? How did people find you, man? So.
Well, they could find me several different ways. They could call me at 608-692-8297.
Okay.
That'd certainly be one way. I'm on Twitter. You could find me on Twitter through Worldwide Gerald. Just search that name, Worldwide Gerald. I'm on MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
You could search me on MySpace under the name Worldwide Makeup Artist Gerald. If you don't remember any of that, just go on Google search and simply type in Wisconsin makeup artist, and I hit number one right in the first spot.
All right, Wisconsin makeup artist.
Yep.
That's pretty cool. Number one is spotted at Google.
Yep.
And now what's your next step? What are you getting? Upcoming trade shows, anything like that, and coming up in a couple of weeks or anything?
Yes. The next event that I have is, looking at my schedule here, is I have what's called the Urban Sexy Workshop. I am one of the makeup artists. We have models coming from around the United States for that. One of them is a Playboy model. And after that, I am going to do some teaching at a cosmetology school.
Okay.
And after that, I've got some weddings to do.
All right. Well, the first one you mentioned, where is that going to be? Where is that going to take place?
The Sexy Urban Workshop is being held at the MLP Studios in Racine.
MLP Studio in Racine, Wisconsin.
Yep.
Okay. I know that, do you have anything going on? I know you're going to be at Marley's, I believe, on the 24th, correct?
I'll be at Marley's with a few people from the industry. They'll be models, photographers, and we're going to be celebrating my birthday.
Woohoo! That was Marley's, the restaurants in the Dells, actually. If you don't know, if just type in Marley's or Google Marley's in Wisconsin Dells, and they should be able to find it. And it's going to be on the 24th. If you want to meet Gerald, more than welcome to. Also, you can find him on myspace.com/worldwide. Gerald, is that?
Worldwide makeup artist,
sorry.
Gerald.
Oh, okay. All right. My next one, my MySpace.com makeup artist 02, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. What's your question, Dawn?
What time are you going to be at Marley's?
9 p.m.
Okay.
So 9 p.m. Okay.
Sounds good.
And, right.
Happy birthday,
so,
in case we don't make it there.
Yeah. Happy birthday. So you just turned 21, right?
Yes.
I knew it. I knew you just turned 21, so that's why you're excited. Yeah. So find Gerald at Marley's. If not, you know, you can always find him or Google him, Wisconsin Makeup Artist. It'll be the first one to come up there, Gerald Muse. And also, Gerald, good question. Now, the what kind of makeup or cosmetics that you use? Anything in particular, like, you know, your favorites and stuff?
Okay. The list is long, but here it goes. Number one hit is Makeup Forever by Paris. It's an outstanding product. Makeup Forever by Paris. Smashbox Cosmetics. MAC.
Okay.
Aveda. Urban Aveda. Decay. Rimmel.
Uh-huh.
Berry Essentials.
Uh-huh.
Sophia. Lancome.
Okay.
Benai. Meron. That's just some. I've got many, many. I've always
We don't have a whole day for that. But those are the one you mentioned is the most and your favorites, correct?
Yes.
And you're always, you know, looking for some, higher quality cosmetics out there, and you're open to that, correct?
Always looking.
Always looking for something. That is cool. Now the. Now, for the also this upcoming, you mentioned earlier about the, the one not the the Urban Sexy, but the one next, the one after that. Where is that going to take place?
The, right after the Urban Sexy workshop.
Yeah.
Is the looking at the cap.
Yeah,
I'm teaching at a cosmetology school.
Cosmetology school. So you teach people now. Do you charge for that, or?
I was asked to. They had contacted me because they would like me to teach their school some of the things about the trade that they're not familiar with, that they would like me to enhance the class with.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Let's get it. Let's go to the phone now. I do have 9717.
Hello.
Go right in. Who's this?
This is Winston. My phone went dead. Had to go get my cell phone.
Oh
yeah.
Winston Pitts from Mississippi. How's the pipes out there?
Great. NOSHA was called in, and they're chewing out the governor right now for violation of safety reasons. So.
We have Gerald Muse, a worldwide makeup artist, on the our guest tonight. Do you have any questions for him? Anything like that, Winston?
Name one of your models you do, like one of your famous models that you do the most.
Done. Okay.
One of them in particular that I've worked with over six times, Lauren Leigh. She is a Playboy model, 2009. She is also in the Dark Knight, the movie Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow. That's pretty cool, man. Now I have 5321 on the other side of here. 5321, who's this?
Hi, this is Terry.
Yeah, well, we have Gerald Muse on the other line, our special guest for the Fernando Poniente Show. Do you have any questions for him?
I do. I was wondering what or who inspired you to become a makeup artist?
Sure. When I chose the makeup artist field, one person who inspired me a lot is the late Kevin Acoin. He's the world renowned makeup artist, will never be replaced. He is an outstanding makeup artist. He inspired me to go into this field in so many ways.
Hi, this is Terry.
Okay, that answer your question here. 5321. I think radio and the speaker's kind of loud and it's echoing over here. Is that you?
Sorry about that.
Thanks
for answering the question, though. Great show.
All right. Well, thanks for your call. Thanks for Joel for answering that. Now, the now, Dawn, do you have any questions?
No.
That you're raising your hand.
No, I was just kind of waiting around for the opinion section. I might come up with some question though. I'm thinking of stuff. So thinking of questions.
Okay.
So I'll let you know.
All right. All right. So we are. that's cool. But we're gonna. Hey Gerald, you want to stick around for a little bit? We have the opinion sections here in a couple minutes, and then we are going to do the sports recap. If you want to hang out.
Sure.
And, we're going to take a quick little break, and then we'll come back in a little bit, and I'm going to play a little song, just half of the song, and we'll come back with the, for you guys. Callers 347-884-8125, join us here at the Fernando Poniente Show. We have Gerald Muse, worldwide makeup artist, as a special guest tonight. So if you have any questions, give us a call. Also, I do apologize. The chat room seems to be having a problem. I can't get that chat room to work.
That same thing happened to me.
Right. I'm gonna try that again, Winston. So if I'm able to get in, it looks like I'm able. There we go. I'm into the chat room, my friends. So if you're on the internet, blogtalkradio.com/TheFernandoPoniente Show. Join me, Winston, and I almost call you Pinston again. Winston.
Okay.
Winston, join us in the chat room. We have Gerald Muse here at the Fernando Poniente Show. We're going to play Derek Ramirez. This is called Holy Man. It's actually the band is called the Soapbox Project. Yeah, the local band here in Wisconsin. So, in the meantime, listening to we'll coming right back, I promise. Well, what do you know? That was actually a Holy Holy Man by the Soapbox Project. The singer's name is Derek Rumraise, you know, what he usually tour around that Wisconsin here. You can find him actually on Facebook. Just, you know, search the Soapbox Project or Derek Rumraise. So that's saying. Let's bring everybody back in our from that special guest. The lovely as always, my co-host Dawn. You know, she's so smart. The smart bomb's named after her. They are now called Dawn Bomb. Dawn, you're there?
Yep, I'm here.
Well, that's right. And also, I have Winston Pitts from straight from Mississippi River. He's actually camping out there, next to the pipelines. Welcome back, Winston. Also, we have Gerald Muse, a worldwide makeup artist. He knows makeup like I know throw-ups. That's pretty good, huh?
All right.
Gerald, welcome back.
Hello.
Hello there. Okay, but in the meantime, actually, it's time for Scooter Section Sports Recap. So we have Scooters on the other line here. We're going to do a sports recap real quick, and then we'll go into the opinion sections of what we talked about earlier in the show. So, you know, here's the, what do I call that? I forgot again. The intro for that. Hold on. Bear with me here, Scooter. There we go. All right. Scooter. Take it away.
All right, got a couple sports stories today. Today was the opening round of the British Open in Turnberry, Scotland. In the lead is Tom Watson and Steve Marino at 5-under par, and Mark Calcavecchia in third at 4-under par. Tiger Woods did not make the cut today as he was 5-over. NASCAR on Wednesday filed court papers asking that Jeremy Mayfield's indefinite suspension for violating the sport's substance abuse policy be reinstated after his most recent test came up positive for meth. Court documents also included affidavits that Mayfield is a longtime user of the illegal drug. Mayfield denied all allegations of drug use. Also today, Lance Armstrong is in third place in the Tour de France. He's only 8 seconds behind the leader after completing 13 stages. Houston Rockets center Yao Ming has elected to have extensive surgery on his fractured left foot that almost certainly eliminates his chances of playing next season, but offers hope that he can resume his NBA career and not fracture the foot for a career-ending third time.
Right.
And all I got left are today's baseball scores. Boston beat Toronto 4-1. The Cubs beat Washington 3-1.
Yes.
Seattle beat Cleveland 6-2. And unfortunately, Cincinnati beat the Brewers 4-0. But Atlanta beat the Mets 11-0. And yeah, quite a big one.
Right.
And there's still about 6 games left being played. San Francisco is now at the top of the 11th. So.
All right.
What I got today.
That's what you got? All right. You know, everybody, you know, you got to give him a hand, man. This is really, really good. You did a good job, Scooter. Hey, thank you. Thank you. Cut it. You like that when I just say cut it? Cut it. But anyway, let's go back to the thing. We'll go with Winston real quick. Comment on the Starbucks putting alcohol in their menu, or, you know, not the Starbucks, but people that used to be Starbucks.
Well, it's your choice. That's what I say. It's your choice.
Right.
So
I mean,
your choice. They put it, you know, they like to put it in every drink now. But it, you know, But I'm just saying, no, it's not the best thing to do, but I'm just saying that, you know, you have a choice.
Right. So for all the alcoholics out there, you can now choose, put some alcohol with your latte. So, Don, real quick, 3, 7, and 7, Don, comment on that. What do you think?
What if they order a non-alcoholic drink and they get alcohol in there and they go driving? And are they going to be serving that through the drive-thru?
Right. Contamination, you mean? Yeah, that can happen. You know, I mean, that happened all the time. Remember that when, you know, I think you ordered non-alcoholic beverages a couple of weeks ago, and then you got, you know, alcohol in it. So, yeah, that makes sense. Good point. Gerald, what do you think? What's your comment on that?
I think they could do without the alcohol. Wisconsin's ranked number 3rd in alcoholic abuse, and why don't they market it there, I guess?
Yeah, exactly. I agree. What about you, Scooters? I know that, you know, you drink like 2 bottles of tequila before you go to bed. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. So what do you think? Are you happy that they're going to put that in there, alcohol with their caramel macchiato or your espresso?
Starbucks, you said?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it's probably a choice a lot of people would choose to like.
Right.
But not necessarily that everybody would have.
Exactly. I mean, it's like Don mentioned something about contamination. It's like, you know, order a latte or something like that, and then, because, you know, espresso, with those 2 shots of espresso, I mean, you can put battery acid in there, you won't notice.
Yeah.
I mean, the alcohol is like, next thing you're driving around, next thing you know, you're swerving around. I agree. I think they should, you know, at least separate them, you know, different cups, different items, stuff like that. As long as they're doing that, I think I'm not going to have a problem with it. But anyway, next topic would be, you know, this smoking ban. They can't figure out a smoking ban to ban smoking in the military. Well, let's go with you, Winston, real quick. What's your take on this?
If you want to put a ban on something, make sure that you're doing it with not everybody doing it. You know, that's like saying you cannot be a man and you can't join the military, because most people in the military do smoke. You know, because they do it before they do it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's going to say, I can't smoke, so why should I join?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
And freedom of this, the freedom of, you know, what's your freedom? It's taking the freedom away. Dom, real quick, and in a smoking ban, I mean, they haven't passed it. Yeah, they haven't passed it because they can't figure out what they're going to do. You know, that's a federal for you. But anyway, so they ban it or not?
I'm kind of half and half on that. Like, well, I think they should. I mean, I don't think they should ban it, but I think that they should
give them an option.
Suggest that they shouldn't do it. You know.
Right. I mean, if there's already suggestion in the box, the surgeon, you know, that's Surgeon General warnings and stuff. I mean, I think if they want to implement that, you know, to ban it, it's like stuff like, you know, if you caught smoking, you'd be suspended and stuff like that. You know, I mean, I think that's what the military is trying to do. Real quick, Gerald, do you think that's going to fly? I mean, people are going to join in, and, you know, even though they smoke, and you have to quit to join the military. I mean, what's up with that? What's your take on that?
I don't understand why they're targeting the military. We're already hitting it in the cities. I personally do not smoke. So I would say that, you know, if the majority wants that, so be it.
Mm-hmm. So be it. That's correct. Scooter, I know that you smoke 5 packs a day, and you want to join the military. I mean, if they tell you so you can't smoke, and you want to really you want to join the military, what's your take on that? Would you quit? Would you quit smoking just to join the military?
Me, no, I actually wouldn't, probably.
You won't quit smoking?
No, I probably wouldn't go into the military.
Great, yeah. So, I mean, it's because they're taking your freedom away, correct? That's, you know, I mean, you already know that you're going to, you know, the smoking is bad for you. And, you know, I mean, you have the right mind to quit. I mean, you have the right, you know, you have to make your own decision for that. But, I think that's my opinion also. Is like, you know, if they should have the military, I mean, everyone should have this choice, you know,
not to smoke, not to drink, and anything like that, and educate them more, you know, educate the kids, rather than just, you know, taking that freedom away from them. So that makes sense. And also, the last one we're going to have is actually the Eagle Scout, you know, the Eagle Scout lost in the mountain. It was he's actually fined $25,000 for the rescue. I don't know if you guys heard of it. Let me recap on that one. The dude's name's Scott Mason, and has actually been praised for utilizing his Eagle Scout skills. You know, he like slept in the crevices and stuff like that. You know, he actually made fires or starting fires with hand sanitizer. Oh my goodness, I couldn't even do that with the lighter. But authorities says he wasn't even prepared in the mission encounter, so they shouldn't have sent out. On such an ambitious hike, so they rescued him, but fined him $25,000. So let's go with you, Winston, real quick. I know you're almost there. You're something scout. But let's say you broke your ankle and you set out there, you survived, and they're trying to fine you $25,000 for rescuing you. What do you do next?
I don't know.
Go to jail.
If I come back. From there,
and they're gonna find me. They shouldn't be worried about me. They should be worried about my parents. Okay,
that's
what I mean. I don't know what to make of that. That's just I don't know. It's a rescue. It's not like it's a rescue. That life or death situation here. It's not like it's a choice thing. I want to go ahead and live in the mountains.
I'm going to break my ankle today. Don, real quick, they're finding this $25,000 for this kid that went out there, Eagle Scout. Actually, you know, he's not a veteran and a Boy Scout. You know, I don't know what Eagle Scouts, you know, as far as the level goes. But anyway, so he did this thing and actually made fires out of the hand sanitizer and stuff like that. And they want to find him $25,000. What do you say to this? Let's say your parents. Let's say you have a kid that went out there and rescued, and they say, hey, you need to pay $25,000. What do you say to that?
I'd be like, do you have some kind of payment plan that can pay $5 a month? You know?
Do you take food stamps? Do you need to ask him?
I mean, there's actually where he went camping. There's a law actually that he said they can do that. There's a law. Why would there be a law? I mean, like, because maybe they think people do it on purpose to get lost or something. I mean, I know they're trying to recover their rescue fee and everything like that. But so I guess like it's kind of like, wow, they really don't want people to go hiking, you know.
Right, and I mean, I can guarantee if I broke my ankle, and you know they're trying to rescue me, and knowing that they're gonna fine me $25,000, I'm gonna run away from them. You know, they're gonna be hide and seek. let them find me for like a week or a month. I'm not gonna pay $25,000 for that. Joe, real quick, if that, let's say you got lost, and you know you have this. Knowing you're going to be fined with like $25,000, I mean, would you let them find you, or what do you do? What do you do next?
I would be lost forever.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, you know, you're gonna have to like bring on your canine and stuff because there's no way I'm gonna find you and find you $25,000. That's crazy. Scooter, I know that you're in the Boy Scouts and. I think you already have like what, black belt or scout, something like that. And that. So what do you? Let's say hypothetically you went out to Devil's Lake, you know, broke ankles and spent a couple nights over there, and they found and a rescuer found you, and they're trying to find you $25,000. What do you do? Cry to your parents.
Yeah. I don't see how if he's gonna make a fire out of hand sanitizer, then how does he get lost in the woods?
That's a good point there. I'm just trying to get my mind around that. And the hand sanitizer, I think it's I think what he did is like maybe friction by fire, and I don't know, on his ankle.
Yeah, maybe the chemistry in it, maybe the chemistry inside of it, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, that's
like,
an alcohol base.
It has
alcohol
in it. Yeah. It's the alcohol base.
All you have to do is create. All you have to do is create a spark. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's
wood. Yeah.
It's not really harder than you think. I think it's relatively easy. You know, it's like, you know, just kind of create a spike by rocks and putting together or something like that, you know, buzzing together. But I mean, could you? Right. I mean, could you? Can you make fire out of frictions of anything? Have you done that?
Who, me?
Well, I know.
Yeah, Winston.
No. I mean, you know, I don't go out there and try to do this stuff, but no, I don't think.
Don, what about you? Have you made fire out of like frictions or banging your kid's head together or something like that?
Oh, well, we went to the... Yeah, I don't think that would cause friction.
Right. I don't think it caused fire.
Fire.
It goes blood.
Yeah, that would be a spiritual fire.
Right.
Let's see. We would, I mean, we, not we would, but we've been, like, our family has been to something called Fire by Friction. It was pretty neat. They teach you how to make a bowl and how to, like, drill something.
Right, right.
And how to make a fire by friction. So,
all right, you did that.
And yeah, and then if you put hand sanitizer on it, it'll probably spark up real fast.
Oh, yeah, it's alcohol-based. Now, Gerald, I know that, you know, you don't go out in the woods or anything like that because, you know, but hypothetically said saying that you got lost, broke your ankle, anything like that, would you be able to make fire out of your cosmetics stuff? No, you do have, like, alcohol-based and stuff there, then, you know?
Some of it.
Some of it, yeah. There you go. You know, light them and like just put rocks together. I mean, are you? And let's. I'm saying that are you going to be able to create fire? Just, you know, hypothetically, that you got lost in the woods.
I would certainly give it a try.
There you go. That's a spirit. That's spirit. Scooter. I know that you're carrying a matchsticks all the time. But besides that, let's say you got lost and you can be able to make fire on anything. Say on your
I'd have to agree in saying I would try, but I'm not so sure I'd succeed.
See, you guys have to be prepared for that, man. Scooter, you gotta go to class. Fire by friction. That's what the guy, you know, that Eagle Scout dude survived because of that. You know, he did that with alcohol base, hand sanitizer and stuff like that. So. Check out your local, I don't know, Don, do you have any information on that?
Well, I know Wisconsin, it's in the Poinette area. It's called the McKenzie Learning Center. So the McKenzie Learning Center, look it up in Poinette, Wisconsin. And they usually, they've been having things throughout the summer, how to survive in the wilderness, like, you know, in case you get lost, how to build shelter and stuff like that.
Interesting. Hey, we got like 3 minutes here left on Winston's room. Real quick, what's your next show, and how do people find you?
That'll be tomorrow at 7. That will be lockedonradio.com/Winston-Pitts, of course. That's
all right. Right, okay. Winston's on Block Talk Radio. Also, Don, real quick, what do you got?
Shop for pretty much everything you can need, except for real estate, at shopinsuperhighway.com. Sign up as a preferred customer so you can earn MA. You may be able to earn MA rewards. Thank you.
All right, Gerald Muse, my special guest tonight. You can be able to find him. I'll let him do that. Go ahead, Gerald. Where can they find you?
Find me on Twitter, Worldwide Gerald.
Find you on Twitter, Worldwide Gerald. Scooter, pickup guy. What do you got? What's your thing next?
Well, you can find me on
find your home.
Yeah.
Kidding. This is a joke. Go ahead.
I'm on Facebook.
Facebook? Under what?
Andrew Schwab.
Andrew Schwab on Facebook. That's Scooter for you. That's Fernando Poniente's on Sports Recap. He does really, really good job on that. And once again, Monday, check me out on Monday. I might have to change my time spot. I believe it's going to be 10 o'clock on Monday. So check the blogtalkradio.com/Fernando Poniente show. Keep an eye on that because I'm not really sure yet. So that's not sure that that's going to be it yet. But it's going to be the change. It's going to be changed. But anyway, this is folks. This is Fernando again. Thanks for the chat room. Thanks for the people that listened tonight. Tomorrow, yeah, it's Saturday, so, you know, sleep well and eat pork. You know, once again, this is the Fernando Poniente Show. Check me out on Facebook. Also, to Twitter. Go to twitter.com/TheGreatInferno. Thank you again for Gerald Muse for checking out, stopping by with us, sharing his expertise. You can find him on MySpace, actually, .com. MakeupArtist02, that's Gerald Muse. Thanks again. I'm riding out. I'm going to go and watch some TV about Kung Fu. Thanks, guys. See you later.